Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, Uplifting, and Positive News for a More Progressive Society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at The Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
That's what we do. This is The Positive Truth. This is Monday. We're bringing you uplifting and positive news. We do that every Monday and Wednesday. On Fridays, we talk about an issue, what the issue is, why it's an issue, and how you can change it for the better. Or we have a cool interview. Tim, how are you today?
I am doing great, except for the fact that I'm thirsty. How are you doing, sir?
I'm good. Surviving, doing homework, doing laundry and doing dishes. You know, wish I was rich enough to have someone come clean my house so I didn't have to do all this stuff. It's so time consuming.
Man, that is the dream right there. To have a maid, to be able to afford a maid.
I don't need one every single day. Just like once every 2 weeks, please. Like, I can do with most of the upkeep, but it's just like, yeah, I don't want to spend an hour or two cleaning today. I'm good.
I hear that, man. I hear that.
Anyway, that's definitely a first world problem.
Touche.
I saw something your sister posted on Instagram of your niece doing a cartwheel without hands. Just want to say, yeah. That is crazy impressive, Tim. You should be proud.
Definitely, man. She's a little Power Ranger.
I didn't even know you could do that. Like, I don't know how you do a cartwheel without using your hands. Like, she just flipped.
Yeah, man, she's, like, really involved with gymnastics. She, like, has the ability to focus like crazy. And one day she was watching the gymnastics on TV because the Olympics and stuff back in 2016. And, ever since then, man, she just gymnastics all the time. That's all she wants to do is do flips in the background.
I can't do a cartwheel right now.
Really?
At least I haven't tried in a while. I don't think it would go well.
Yeah, it definitely didn't go well for me a couple, maybe 2-3 months ago, man.
Why were you trying to do a cartwheel?
You know, I got nieces and stuff, man. My 5-year-old niece now, she's 4, about to be 5. She is trying to do cartwheels the right way, and she does a good job, don't get me wrong, but she's just now getting the upper body strength where she can flip all the way around. And I tried to flip, and my ankles hit the ground so hard, man. I thought I had the full flip going. I'm like, man, I forgot how to do this.
Speaking of being old, have you recovered from your injury yet?
Yeah, man, I'm actually breathing fine and everything now. It's great. Like, I'm able to run. I'm like, all right, I'm ready to do this.
How long were you hurt for?
It was a good, 6 days. It was like a good 6 days of legit pain, man.
Oh, wow. The massage didn't help?
Nah, man. I don't know what was going on, man. It was just, I needed time, I guess. I just needed time. I don't know, man. It was weird.
Okay, with that, Tim, I have to go into my positive news story.
Let's do it.
Because I have a woman, right? She had a heart surgery when she was 10, and the surgeons told her mother she wouldn't live to see 17, and she just turned 80.
That's what's up. So she just turned 80.
Yeah, so basically she was a child diagnosed with a serious heart condition in the 1940s, and they didn't know really how to fix it, and they didn't have the technology to fix it at the time. So a heart surgery was a dangerous procedure with a high risk of brain damage, as the heart had to be stopped and the blood oxygen supply had to be cut off because they didn't have the machinery to keep the heart beating like they do now.
Right.
So some patients were put in ice cold baths, to slow their metabolism sufficiently enough for them to do the work. And yeah, they told her mom, you're not gonna make it. Your child's not gonna make it. And her mom was a widow. Her father had, her husband had just died. And now she gets this news. And yeah, it's a crazy story. She just turned 80.
That's super dope. 70 more years of life. But I think that's whack, like, by the hospital. How do you just tell somebody, hey, you're not going to make it? Like, why not give them hope? Like, hey, we're going to do our best, you know? Like, keep it positive.
Not a doctor, Tim. I mean, yeah, it's also right, 1940s, man. And they're probably, like, being realistic. Like, we don't even know if we can do this right. She said she was part of the first clinical trial on a new heart surgery that saved her. So when you're the first person getting some special heart surgery...
I hear that.
That's probably why. Her name is Mary Daniel. And, yeah.
That's what's up, man.
She's joined the British Heart Foundation to donate money to people like her.
That's what's up. Mary Daniels. Shout out to you. I'll go ahead and go jump into my story. Unless you got something else to say, I'm sorry.
You good.
Okay, cool. Well, my first story is about a barber, which I know we both go to the barber pretty often. But it's a barber in Quebec, Apatibi. And I'm not going to say this T word because I don't know what it says, but in that region, and it says basically his phone's been ringing off the hook because a photo was uploaded to Facebook with him on the floor with a kid while he was cutting his hair. And the reason why he was on the floor cutting his hair is because Wyatt is the boy's name. He has autism. So what this barber does, his name is France Jacob. He basically locks the door for this patient and he follows him around the store while cutting his hair because he has autism, so he moves around a lot. And Jacob the barber, he understands that it has to be really quiet. He's okay with doing this. He shuts the store down for a complete hour while he does this. He has a few other patients that have autism, so he does the exact same thing for them, which I think is awesome in itself, right? And anyways, he keeps on going with the story. You know, he's cutting his hair. The story gets uploaded to Facebook. It gets like 1,000 or 1,000,000 views basically on like some random website. I'm not even sure what it's called, Imgur or something like that. The mother thinks he's a hero. Everybody on social media is calling him a hero. Jacob saw what everybody was saying and he cried. He said he just started bawling out. He doesn't see himself like that at all. He basically just wants to do everything he can to help out his community though.
Is it a website, IMGUR?
Yeah.
You've never heard of Imgur?
Nah, I've never. Yeah, what is Imgur?
It doesn't matter. Continue, Tim. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I didn't know what it was. I was like, what is this? But yeah, man, that's basically it, man. I just thought it was pretty awesome. Pretty awesome story that, you know, he shuts down his store to cut hair, follow a kid around the store. It's a pretty dope photo, too. You guys can check it out on our Facebook page at the Positive Truth Podcast, by the way.
Is the haircut decent?
Yeah, it seems like it's a good haircut. I mean,
I don't know how you do a haircut with a moving object and make it look good. So that's really impressive on its own.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, but shout out to him. What was his name again?
France Jacob? Yeah, France, F-R-A-N-Z, Jacob.
Shout out to people with two first names.
That's what's up. I was drinking water while you said that, my bad.
Yeah, great job on him. That's absolutely wonderful. My next positive news story. Well, let me ask you this, Tim. When you were 7 years old, who was your favorite athlete?
7 years old, I would have to say Michael Jordan.
So can you imagine if you got a signed Michael Jordan jersey, how happy you would be?
Yeah, man, for sure.
So I have a story of a 7 year old. His favorite sport is soccer, and his favorite player is Christian Pulisic. I hope I said that right. And the 7-year-old's name is Alex Ibarra, I-B-A-R-R-A, which I totally ruined that, but I tried. And he got a signed jersey of his favorite player. And so you know what he did?
What's that?
He put a video on Facebook like, hey, we're doing a raffle, and I'm willing to raffle off this jersey of my favorite player, and we're gonna send all the money to Puerto Rico. And his reason was, this is the best thing ever. I'm raffling it off because I'm trying to raise money for the Puerto Ricans that don't have food and water. Puerto Rico is really important to me because they're one of our territories. And so he raffles it off and he's trying to raise money. And then Christian Pulisic, he hears about this. He's probably a social media manager. Donates the kid a jersey again, was assigned one. He's like, no, 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 you're going to get a jersey of mine. And then donates to his cause. And they ended up raising, if I could find it, $3,283 for Puerto Rico.
And that is so awesome. What's this kid's name again?
Alex Ibrea?
It's Y-B-R-A-R-A?
I-B-A-R-R-A.
I'm not sure. Well, shout out to Alex, man. That's awesome. That's a super, super awesome, positive news story, man. Like, I really can't add anything to it, but, like, I just can't believe, like, a child would come up with such a great idea and do something so kind. You know, like, I don't even think I would give up my Michael Jordan jersey. You know, being a child, I'm not a child, so I can't really say I would, but that's so awesome, man.
Absolutely. So awesome.
And that leads me to – oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, man.
Keep going, Tim.
No, I was just leading me right into my next story because it was for Puerto Rico.
Okay.
Well, it's basically about a bunch of union workers. They decided to go to Puerto Rico, a bunch of truck drivers, teachers, random other union workers. They all basically decided to go help out and do whatever they can in Puerto Rico. The reason they were inspired to do this because there was a quote-unquote fake news story about truck drivers going on strike in Puerto Rico. So they all basically decided that all these pilots, electrical workers, truck drivers, teachers, they're all going to go down there and help out with whatever they can. We're talking about a couple hundred truck drivers and teachers and just random union workers. Basically, the union makes up about 1.4 million people, and they said that there are so many people there that they can easily afford to send a few down there to go help out, and that's exactly what they did. They asked a bunch of people in the union if they wanted to volunteer and help, and they said it took people seconds, not days, weeks, months. It took people seconds to decide whether they were going to help or not. And I just thought it was a really awesome story I should share with everybody.
See, people are awesome. People are always willing to help out. There are a few negative people in the world, but don't let that drown out the fact that people are very generous and want to help others.
Absolutely, man. This is as American as it gets in all reality, man.
Absolutely. While you're still on Puerto Rico, my next one's about Puerto Rico, too. Panda cool. Express. They have about 20 stores in Puerto Rico.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Panda Express is everywhere. And so basically, they said as Puerto Ricans grapple with the loss of family, home, and work, they're offering every one of their employees, anyone that works at a Panda Express, they're offering to move them to California to work at one of their stores to help them get back on their feet.
Man, that is so awesome.
So they're relocating workers, giving them first aid, water, anything they can, put them in a home just to help them like get back on their feet after this awful hurricane.
That is so dope by a company to do. And we all know they can afford to do it.
And check this out. My favorite part of the positive news story is in the comments. The number one comment is, and I thought orange chicken was the best part of Panda Express.
Man. Yo, I'm actually going to have to go to Panda Express tomorrow in honor of that news story.
I've never actually been to a Panda Express.
It's all right.
If it's not tacos, Tim doesn't like it.
I mean, yeah, basically, like, everything's all right to me. But no, I've eaten there a few times. Like, it's cool.
Okay, Tim, I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Is a taco just a different version of a sandwich?
I mean, I wouldn't want to call it I wouldn't say sandwich. Because a tortilla, man, it's just different than bread, you know?
No, it is. But it's the same concept. It's
For sure. Definitely same concept.
So is it just another version of a sandwich?
Yeah, I guess. I would say yeah, maybe. But it's just so much better. Like, if you eat a taco, like a legit taco, and then you eat a sandwich, like, you would slap yourself for saying a taco is a sandwich.
All right. Favorite taco, Tim?
Oh, man. I like al pastor, which is pork. I like asada, too. That's beef. Man, I like them all. I don't have just like a favorite.
We need a favorite.
There's no such thing, man. It's tacos.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. How many positive news stories do you have left?
I think I have like two, maybe three.
Okay. Well, I got another one because I feel like you're gonna like this one a lot since we're still talking about hurricanes. So we're the Hurricane Irma that dealt Florida a heavy blow. Like, it was a Category 3 storm whenever it went through Fort Myers Beach, where Peter Meyer lives. And, you know, his house got, he lost part of his house. He had to do repairs. He's still going through repairs right now. But he got a phone call like a week ago, right? And the phone call said, hey, we found your dog. He's like, what? I lost my dog 5 years ago. And his dog's name was Wiser. And he liked to get out of the house. He liked to jump the gate. And so they put a microchip in him. But apparently the dog was out there and the person who found him never called about the microchip and abandoned Wiser whenever the hurricane came to get out. So Wiser was just out there roaming. He got picked up by, I'm going to say the pet authorities, but I know they're not called the pet authorities. What are they called, Tim? I just went mind blank.
A dog catcher?
Yeah, there you go.
The pound?
There we go. The pet authorities. Wow.
I love it, though, man. I'm going to use that for the rest of my life. I'm calling the pet authorities on you, Captain. Captain's my dog, people.
But so, yeah, like, so when he got home, he started doing his repairs. He got a phone call, and they found his dog that had been lost for 5 years.
Yo, that's like a blessing.
That's crazy, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I know how much my dog means to me, and if I were to ever lose him or anything, he runs away, I'd be like depressed. But for 5 years later, for him to come back, to know he's still alive, hopefully he remembers me. But yeah, that's awesome, man.
Everybody remembers the Tim.
No, awkwardly they do. It's the shape of my head in all reality.
It is not the shape of your head, Tim. Positive thoughts.
I'm laughing so hard right now. I got to stop. All right. Well, man, my next news story is from San Diego. That's actually where I was born. Nice little fun fact there. Well, they set a goal back in 2016 of helping 1,000 homeless veterans, and they achieved that goal. San Diego Housing Commission President and CEO Rick Gentry, I think that's how you say his name, said Friday that 1,007 veterans have found secure housing under the initiative announced by Mayor Kevin Faulkner in 2016. While the goal for the veterans has been reached, Faulkner and Gentry said their effort will continue and be expanded to include non-veterans. They want to help out another 1,000 homeless people. I mean, that's basically as simple as it is. They're real happy that it worked out. And for an incentive for landlords, they receive $500 for their first unit they rent to a homeless veteran and $250 for each additional unit. So they also receive an average of about $1,500 in security deposits and $100 in utility assistance per household. So for you taking in homeless people, you do get paid a little bit of money through this initiative, which is good. But people that are actually renting out to homeless veterans, they said if you're really looking for the money, you're not really getting paid too much. There's more to it. There's more of a self-satisfaction. And I thought it was real awesome, the fact that it's positive all around and people are catching on and they're going to expand to non-veterans. So that's really, really awesome.
Yeah, that is awesome. Congratulations. I'm clapping silently at the moment.
That's what's up. We can't clap too loud because, you know, our eardrum might break.
I mean, we did the homeless episode. We talked about the best way to end homelessness is to put people in housing first.
And they're doing San Diego's at it.
They're doing exactly that. So congratulations for them.
Tú sabes. I knew you would like that.
My next two news stories are about the NBA because the NBA is starting and I'm happy about that.
Excited about that. Thunder up.
Absolutely, Tim. And speaking of Thunder up, do you remember a certain shooting guard that used to play for the Thunder named Thabo Sefolosha?
Yes, I do.
Well, here's a crazy story. So he's playing for the Jazz at the moment.
Oh, he is? Yeah. My bad.
Why is that funny, Tim?
Man, I had no idea where he was. Last thing I heard, he got like shot in the leg or something.
No, that's not what happened. The cops beat, they broke his leg. They didn't shoot him, they just broke his leg.
That's what it was, my bad.
That is not the positive news. Anyway, Tabo's a really nice person. I remember when he first got traded here from Chicago, I was working at the Hilton downtown, and I took food to his room, and he's like, anyway, he saw my name tag, and he saw that I was African-American. He was like, he's from Sweden, he has that accent. He was like, you know anywhere where I can get my hair braided? And I looked at him, and I was like, because it was like 2010, and like the hair braiding thing was pretty much done with at the time.
Right.
And I was like, hey, man, I don't think you came from Chicago and Sweden. Here in Oklahoma, it gets really hot in the summer, and no one has braids at the moment. And this dude cut his hair the next week.
He took your advice, man.
It was a good decision. Braids are like, it's too hot for long hair in Oklahoma. Anyway.
I hear that.
Anyway, back to the positive news story.
Oh, wait, that wasn't it?
No. But he's a really nice person, beautiful wife, wonderful kids, and he likes to go outdoors. And so he was walking along the river, it's called the Provo River, when he saw a lady drowning. And so this man jumped in the river and saved her. Like, that's the story. Like, yes, that's the story.
So he thought he was Michael Phelps.
He was Michael Phelps, man.
Tabo's Superman, man. That's what's up, man. He looks like the nicest guy in the world, too. And he's out there saving people's lives. He's Aquaman.
You never ran into Tabo when he was here?
Never, man.
Man, I ran into Tabo, like, everywhere.
You know who I ran into, though? Twice downtown? Matt Barnes.
Hmm.
Two separate times. I'm like, this dude played for the Clippers at the time.
I mean, he's boring in the hotel rooms.
I hear that. But yeah, man, that's dope, man. I'm glad you shared that. I think I only have one more story left. I could be wrong. I might have
two. Go for it, Tim.
I'm going to go ahead and go with about this teacher. So there's this teacher by the name of Dr. Richard Overfelt, and he's 88 years old. That's definitely, you know, a teacher that's known. That's been around. He's a retired principal, actually, and he teaches a graduate class at Truman State University to re-energize teachers and show them how to become more engaged with their students. He basically feels like, if the heart is empty, it doesn't make a difference how full the head is. He basically just wants these teachers to re-engage with these kids and get to know them and kind of just be more involved with the kid in general, one-on-one versus teaching kids how to take a test. And he feels like a lot of teachers want to leave their craft because it gets really stressful, and especially in a day and age where standardized testing is very important, quote unquote. He feels like that sometimes you just have to shut the door and teach them one-on-one and get to know them on a personal level a little bit better. And he teaches that in his classroom. He teaches singing and playing games. He teaches you different ways how to teach. And I think it's real awesome. There's a cool little video I'm going to share up onto the Facebook page at the Positive Truth Podcast. I know you guys are tired of me saying it, but it's a real cool video. And it
never
definitely,
tired of it.
It definitely made me smile watching, you know, a bunch of adults, you know, play games and this 88-year-old man go underneath this bridge. So, yeah, for sure. Check it out, guys.
So if you like the podcast, make sure to like our Facebook page, Positive Truth Podcast, and subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play. Give us a 5-star review. That'll help us out a lot if you like this positive news. I want you to say that quote, though, about the hearts being full, hearts being empty. Say that again.
I teach that if the heart is empty, it doesn't make any difference how full the head is.
That's amazing. I highly approve of that.
That's what's up, man. Go ahead, Mr. Overfelt.
On top of that, teachers should be paid six figures, because I don't see how you get one-on-one teaching with every single student. Teaching's just hard. I don't know how they do it.
It's definitely stressful, man. You gotta have the heart for it, for sure.
Absolutely. I approve of that, Tim. That should be our quote at the end.
Gotcha.
Well, my last positive story is really short. basically Kyle Lowry and his wife Anaya.
We stay butchering everybody's name. Okay. I'm so sorry, world.
This one is hard, though. It's A-Y-A-H-N-A.
Yeah, I don't know.
See? The H is just, like, throws me off.
I got you.
Ayana Lowry and Kyle Lowry, again, NBA players, they donated 300 Thanksgiving meals to disadvantaged families in Toronto. They were donating them early. They wanted to get ahead of the curve before the NBA season started. I think it's awesome. I wanted to talk about it.
That is awesome. To do that before the NBA season started, too, means they really actually thought about doing this months beforehand. I mean, that's awesome. They're not doing it for publicity. They're doing it because they know how it is.
Absolutely.
Shout out to them.
Absolutely. Sure. I think
we're out,
yeah, right?
Yeah, we are out.
Okay. Do you want me to tell the people where they can find us at?
Please do.
So we're on Instagram at The Positive Truth. We are on Twitter at TPT_podcast. We are on Facebook at The Positive Truth Podcast. We're also on iTunes, YouTube, SoundCloud, and Google Play. If you want to support the podcast, just go subscribe, tell a friend, like one of our pages, follow one of our pages. That helps us out so much. Every 5-star review helps us out, especially if you add a comment. We're trying to get as many of those as possible. And as many likes as possible so we can keep bringing this uplifting and positive news. Yeah. I think that's right? That's it, right?
Yeah, that was it, man. You killed that for sure. I'll go ahead and finish with that quote again. I teach that if the heart is empty, it doesn't make any difference how full the head.
And we're out.
Stay positive.